Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sharon Brody, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley announced today that she's filing suit against federal regulators over fishing quotas, which she says are a death sentence for the Massachusetts fishing industry. For a century, commercial fishermen up and down the coast of Massachusetts have made their livings from the seas, most famously chasing schools of cod, haddock, and halibut.
But since the mid-1980s, ground fish populations across New England have declined dramatically. Last year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, reported some of the lowest sustainable levels of cod ever, which led to new catch limits on certain kinds of ground fish.
Today, Attorney General Coakley went to the historic Boston Fish Pier to announce a lawsuit against NOAA, claiming the agency is neglecting the economic well-being of Massachusetts fishermen. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch was there and joins us now. Hey, Kurt.
Glad to be here, Sharon.
So what exactly is the Attorney General claiming in the suit?
Well, she is suing the Obama administration, basically saying that it violated federal law when it put new fish catch limits into effect at the beginning of this month, namely the Magnuson-Stevens Act. It's the primary federal law that oversees fisheries. And she says that law requires that you sort of take into account economic well-being of fishermen when you sort of set regulations for how many fish you can catch. And this afternoon, she stood on Boston's Fish Pier and said the feds ignored that requirement.
The federal government has utterly failed its responsibility in considering the devastating economic impact. NOAA's new regulations are essentially a death penalty on the fishing industry in Massachusetts as we know it.
And not only is she asking the federal court to throw out those catch limits, she's actually asking for an injunction to negate them while, you know, this suit is being heard in court.
So, Kurt, set the scene for us today. Who was at the fish pier for the announcement, and how was it received?
Well, a handful of fishermen, but mostly state and local officials, notably from Gloucester, state representatives from Gloucester. Congressman Stephen Lynch was there. But also the state secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs, Richard Sullivan, he was also there. Basically show that it's not just the Attorney General's mm-hmm. office, but the entire Patrick administration. He says Governor Patrick thought hard about this. They are, you know, suing the administration of a political ally, but decided that they needed to support it because they think it's for good reason.
Right. Well, how did the stricter catch limits in 2012 affect the commercial fishermen of Massachusetts, and what would some of the potential ramifications for 2013 be?
Yeah, so they were stricter in the current, if we say 2012, we're really talking up until the end of May.
Right.
Or I'm sorry.
End of last month.
End of April. Right. Okay. Exactly. New ones start again. So the calendar rolls over on May 1st. And basically, fishermen did not catch enough fish. They didn't actually, for all the fish they were allowed to catch, didn't catch it.
So they didn't reach their quotas.
But these newer catch limits are much, much lower for certain species. They're higher for some, but for like the money species, the higher value species, like Georges Bank cod down 61%, Gulf of Maine cod down 78%. And fishermen say they're basically not going to be able to catch enough to pay for taking their boats out. That under those new limits, they won't be able to catch as many fish as they did this past year, and they're just going to go out of business, and they're afraid that there's going to be a lot of consolidation in the industry, that big boats will buy out the shares of smaller boats and catch their fish for them and basically put little guys out of business.
Kurt, thank you for bringing us up to speed.
Yeah, you got it.
Kurt Nikisch is the business and technology reporter for WBUR.
And for more perspective on this story, we turn to Peter Baker. He directs the Northeast Fisheries Programs for the Pew Charitable Trusts and joins us from his office on Cape Cod. And Peter, welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So you support stricter catch limits. So I'd like to just ask you what your response is to Attorney General Martha Coakley's lawsuit.
Well, decades of overfishing have gotten our fish stocks, namely cod, into terrible shape. For instance, the Georges Bank cod stock right now, east of here on Cape Cod where I live, is at less than 8% of what scientists consider sustainable levels. And to put that in perspective, what scientists consider sustainable levels is only 40% of what was there before we started intensive fishing. So we're only 8% of the way to rebuilding to 40% of what we once had. So things are drastic. Things have been getting worse. And because of decades of overfishing, we've seen the commercial fishing fleet, the ground fish fleet in New England for cod, go from 1,500 vessels in the mid-90s to less than 400 vessels now. So to say that these new limits are going to drive consolidation and make it that there's less fishermen, I would say that that's already happened. We've already gone from 1,500 boats to less than 400 boats. And now all we're left with are the best fishermen in New England. They have the best electronics, the best sonar, the best GPS, the best fish finders. And they went out last year and they couldn't even find the small quotas they had last year. So I would say things are drastic. The federal government has declared that this is a crisis, and allowing overfishing and making the same mistakes we've made year after year after year of allowing overfishing is just a race to the bottom and just going to make things worse.
Well, let me ask you about a couple of things that Martha Coakley is claiming in this lawsuit against the federal government. She says the new catch limits use questionable science. And then this is the point that she's really hitting as well, that they didn't take into account the potentially disastrous economic impact they would have on fishermen. Do any of those two claims have merit as far as you're concerned?
Well, for the first claim about the science, obviously counting fish is not an exact science. What happens is the government goes out and they tow nets. They've towed them in the same places every spring and fall for the last 40 years, and they compare abundance over those years. And what they've seen is that stocks really fell off the table. They went into drastic decline in the late 80s and the early 90s due to overfishing. The stocks haven't recovered. In fact, most of them have gotten worse since then. So is the science questionable? I'd say it's about as questionable as the science as to whether global warming exists or not. Certainly there's people you can find that will question whether the Earth is getting warmer, but I would say that mainstream fishery scientists will tell you that New England's cod stocks are in crisis and have been in crisis and will continue to be in crisis until we end overfishing. The second claim about economic hardship, I think absolutely. Less fish in the short term will create economic hardship, but I would say that the short-term economic hardship will pale in comparison to the long-term economic hardship of driving these stocks into commercial extinction, which is what we're on the verge of doing.
Peter, it's interesting. I mean, I think you've put your finger on this disagreement right now, in the heart of the disagreement. I mean, it sounds like it's this disagreement between a long-term view versus a short-term view. You have a long-term view about the health of the fisheries, but in the meantime, in the short term, there are a whole bunch of fishermen and their families out there worried about making a living. So I'm just wondering, is there some way to find some middle ground between preparing for the future and surviving the present here?
I think so. And here where I live on Cape Cod, there's groups of fishermen that are going out, and instead of targeting cod like they've done for decades and centuries, they're targeting fish like dogfish and skates and monkfish. These are stocks that are more abundant, that they can catch closer to shore, and they're working to develop domestic markets so that they can get paid more for these fish so that they don't have to rely on these depleted cod stocks. Those are the kinds of ideas that politicians from the Commonwealth of Mass should be supporting, not continuing to allow overfishing and this continual race to the bottom.
Let me ask you one more question before I let you go. Based on your research, do you have an idea of when these catch limits might actually be able to increase again? Will they ever be increased again? Or maybe another way of asking this question is, how long will it take for many of these stocks of depleted stocks of groundfish to recover?
I can't give you a firm time on how long they could recover. We've been hopeful that fish stocks managed properly without overfishing could be rebuilt in 10 years. Some stocks can recover faster than that. Some take longer. We're able to rebuild the Georges Bank haddock stock, which is another premier stock, very quickly once overfishing was ended on that. But some stocks like cod have been beaten way down to where recovery could take decades. We've already seen the halibut stock driven into commercial extinction in New England. So it's a long road to hoe, but let's remember, it was decades of overfishing that got us into this problem, and it's going to be probably decades before we're all the way out of these woods.
Peter Baker is director of the Northeast Fisheries Programs for the Pew Charitable Trust. And Peter, thanks so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Goodbye.